Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is April the 9th and our Bible reading portion is from the first book of Kings, chapters 7 to 9. Humility, a hallmark of an effective prayer. We read in 1 Kings chapter 8 verses 22 and 23 like this. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the assembly of Israel and spread out his hands towards heaven and he said, Solomon's prayer of dedication of the temple that he had built in Jerusalem is recorded in 1 Kings chapter 8 verses 23 to 53, a long and descriptive prayer of 30 verses in which he covered any possible future scenarios that may happen in the life of the children of Israel. It is remarkable to note that Solomon started his prayer standing up and lifting his hands to God in surrender. But he ended his prayer kneeling down with his hands still being lifted up to God in humility. We read in 1 Kings chapter 8 verse 54 like this. And so it was when Solomon had finished praying all this prayer and supplication to the Lord that he arose from before the altar of the Lord from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread up to heaven. Sometime during his prayer, Solomon realized the greatness of God and his posture changed from standing to kneeling as an act of humility and acknowledging the awesomeness of God. At the start of his dedication prayer, Solomon stood before the altar. This position was in the court of the people on a brazen scaffold erected for the occasion, in front of the altar of burnt offering and surrounded by a multitude of people. However, during the course of prayer, Solomon assumed the attitude of a suppliant, kneeling, and with uplifted hands, he performed the solemn act of consecration. This sublime prayer referred to the national blessing and curse contained in the law of Moses. Solomon specified 7 cases in which the merciful intervention of God would be required on the condition of people praying towards that holy place. In this excellent prayer, Solomon did as we should do in every prayer. He gave glory to God. He recalled God's promises and praised God as he pleaded for grace and favor from God. Under the one word forgive, Solomon expressed all that he could ask in behalf of his people. Forgiveness of sin prepares the way to receive goodness from God. A fuller realization of God's greatness, goodness and mercy drove Solomon to his knees as he spread out his hands in prayer. Let us understand that humility is a hallmark of an effective prayer. Humility is necessary to the service of God and is a characteristic of the saints of God. Those who have humility are regarded by God. As we read in Psalms 138 verse 6, though the Lord is on high, yet he regards the lowly. We again read in Isaiah chapter 66 verse 2, for all those things my hand has made and all those things exist, says the Lord, but on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word. Those who pray with humility are heard by God, as his word assures us in Psalms 9 verse 12. He does not forget the cry of the humble. Let us therefore humble before God in prayer like Solomon, and he will lift us up in due time. As we read in James chapter 4 verse 10, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up.